Welcome to the Cultivating Clarity podcast. Clarity is the first step to success. Clarity encompasses both what you're doing and who you're being. Most people focus on what they're doing and don't even get that right. Few focus on who they have to be in conjunction with what they're doing in order to be successful. Clarity is both an inner and an outer game. I'm your host, Christiana Carter, the Clarity Coach. I'm an international speaker, trainer, and award-winning author. I've been helping clients just like you for over 20 years get clear on what you need in order to be successful. I've worked with clients from broke to billionaire, and they have reported outstanding results. Now it's your turn. Welcome to episode 4, Getting Clear on What You Love. You know, this is such a critical step when it comes to clarity on who you're being. Because if you're not in alignment with who you are being, maybe you're in a career that you have become amazing at, but your heart isn't in it, you're going to end up feeling unfulfilled. One of my recent clients has been in an industry for 40 years, and he tolerates it, and he says he does what he loves on nights and weekends. And to me, that's heartbreaking because there's so much you can do, or there's little ways that you can get into alignment to bring more of what you love into your life. But if at least he has what he loves in his life on nights and weekends. So a little backstory, remember, I had gotten started in professional organizing, oh my gosh, as a fluke, really. And I started off organizing because it was what I was good at. I started as an assistant and then I started organizing things and then that's the thing that took. It was really my coping mechanism, having grown up with my parents, having one super organized and one disorganized. It was the way that I handled living in that environment. So a therapist said to me once, how is it that your coping mechanism became your career? I just thought that was funny. But my real desire is I wanted to help people. I knew what it felt like to be on the other side of that equation. I really wanted to help people. But my internal struggle was I was still searching for what I love to do. I hadn't found myself. I loved working with people. I loved serving people. I loved helping people. And if I could get paid doing it, even better. But I still was doing what I was good at versus what I really loved. You know, fast forward 10 years into my career, there were many parts that I did not enjoy. And it started taking a toll on my body, on my health, on my mental state. It got to the point where I became so allergic to dust that it would take me out. What I realized is I was going to get rid of the whole thing. I was like, forget it. I'm just going to leave. I'm going to start all over and do something else. And epiphany occurred to me was, you know what, instead of stopping all of that entirely, what are the pieces that I love doing? What are the pieces that I would do even if I wasn't getting paid because I just enjoy it so much? And that's when I switched to organizing people's minds versus organizing people's space. And I switched to something called clarity mapping. My plan was I'm going to focus on their minds versus their stuff. And I want to work with people who are emerging thought leaders or people who have a value that they want to bring into the marketplace to make a bigger difference in the world. The conflict was I could help anybody achieve clarity, but I haven't niched my market yet. I was still getting on stage in front of varied audiences and working from people from all walks of life. And because I was so good at helping everybody, I never really got clarity on who I was specifically going to go after to serve, who was my favorite clientele. The big achievement is after 6 years doing this, I've worked on hundreds and hundreds of people and they've had wonderful success. I've developed a process called clarity mapping and a system to get consistent, repeatable results, which is fantastic. And it's been amazing. I have been able to speak on stages nationally and internationally. I've been able to help people who were stuck be able to get into action and start building their vision so they could do more of what they loved. My transformation really happened when I realized and saw the difference of when I was working doing what I was good at, but I had no love for it, it sucked the life out of me. And when I shifted from doing the physical labor with dust and spiders and mess and I switched that to what I loved, which was focusing on possibility and helping people see a vision for what they wanted to bring forth in the world, all of a sudden my spirit lit up. I felt amazing. Every time I worked with a client, I felt like anything was possible. Like my ability to think bigger in my life grew exponentially. It's so critical that when you are connected to what you love, you have access to more of you, of your life force, of your energy, to be able to bring something to life. Let's take a deeper look at getting clear on what you love. I have a practice that I learned from my mentor, Raymond Aron, that I'm going to share with you. And it's all about cultivating your love list. We want more of what we love in our lives and less of what we don't. Now, that's common sense. We can all understand that. When it comes to creating our love list, I want to differentiate between unedited and uncensored. I want you to go down, pull out a piece of paper and write down all the things that you love. And when I say unedited or uncensored, let's say you love your mother, but there's a little voice in your head that says, oh, well, if I write my mother, then I should write my father or my brother or my sister. I don't want you to think about what other people are going to think about this. I want you to think about what it is for you. So if you love your mother, great. Maybe you don't love your sister or your brother as much. That's okay. You're only going to put the people that you love. The example I have is I said, I love animals. Well, that's not necessarily true. I don't love all animals, and I certainly don't love all animals equally, but I do love my dog, Milo. Being specific is very important in this exercise. Another thing that you could focus on as well is look at your work or all the different career choices that you've had, or maybe the jobs that you've had, or the volunteer work that you've done. What are all the pieces that you love out of those? Maybe you love the networking, or maybe you love speaking, or maybe you loved being the person behind the scenes that made everything happen. But I want you to write those things down so you have this nice long list. Also, if you're getting stuck and you're in your head and you're like, I don't know what I love, or you have a block of some kind, that's fine. What I want you to do is get with a partner and have them ask you, what do you love? What do you love? What do you love? And not give you time to think about it, but just ask you for like 5 minutes, what do you love? What do you love? What do you love? And it could be anything. Just throw ideas out. The whole purpose of this is to brainstorm, right? This is to get the creative juices flowing. You can come back after and say, okay, some of these are silly, but that can help you start cultivating your list. So you go through and do an unedited list first and then come back, and then you can start organizing your list of what it is that you love. Once you have this list of what you love, now it's important to write down why you love it. Why is this important to you? Then what I want you to do is to rate them, each one. Is it something of high importance? Is it medium importance, or is it of low importance? So maybe you love fishing, but you only go once a year. Okay, then that's probably of low importance, right? So again, so it would be an H, an M, or an L, a high, medium, or low. So first you make your list. Second, you write down a little something about why it's important to you. Then you rate it on high, medium, or low. I want to keep this process simple for you, something that you can do just to start getting clarity. Now, my mentor goes deeply into depth on this, and I don't want to do that to you here. This is just to get you really focused on what it is that you love, and then how can you get more of it in your life? One of my girlfriends said, put the percentage of time that you actually do it. So if it says dancing, but you only do dancing 5% of the time, but you love dancing, it's a high priority, then you know to shift your schedule in to put more dancing in. So again, I want you to just get clear. Being clear on what you love will help you start making better decisions in what you're doing in your life, what you're valuing, what you want to do in your career. It will keep your energy up and it will keep your spirit fired up and alive. A quick recap. Clarity is the first step to success, and being clear on what you love will help you make better decisions. It'll help you start building a life of doing more of the things you love and less of what you don't love. this process isn't an overnight thing. It's something where you can start slowly replacing all the things you don't love to do for things that you do love to do. So your life becomes richer and more clear and more energized and more fulfilling. When you get clear on what you love, then you can get in congruence with what you're doing. So then that way you have a more powerful punch to what it is that you're bringing forth in the world. I invite you to go to my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/theclaritystrategist. I would love to connect with you there. It's a great place to interact, ask questions, and see other lives that I'm doing where I expand upon different information. Again, the address is facebook.com/theclaritystrategist. Thank you for joining me today. This has been Christiana Carter, the Clarity Coach, with Cultivating Clarity Podcast. Now you are one step closer to cultivating clarity in your life and business.